The Youth's Instructor, December 22, 1886. The Christian Soldier. The printing establishment in Basel, Switzerland, faces an extensive tract of land owned by the government. And here, directly before our eyes, the soldiers gather for military drill. Not only do grown men maneuver here, but youth and schoolboys have their uniforms and are trained to become soldiers. They come with instrumental music and drums. They are trained to do all kinds of service. Special ones have special work assigned them. Under command of officers, they are drilled to set up and take down tents with quickness and precision, fold them up, and place them upon carts made for the purpose, and fastening themselves to the carts, draw them away. They also have small, heavy carts with small brass cannon mounted upon them. These mounted cannons are attached to another small cart containing a seat for the driver and another person, and a box for ammunition and the needed implements. The boys are taught to separate, then unite, then separate these carts and carry the mounted cannon to some part of the field as if for immediate action. Then, too, stretchers were brought on to the field, and those who were apparently wounded were carefully looked after. The arms and limbs supposed to be broken were bound up, and the patients carried away in the ambulance. Thus, every part of the duties and maneuvers of war are gone through. In some parts of the season, hundreds are gathered every day in the open park before our windows. At command, the guns are stacked with precision and the knapsacks laid aside. Then, at the word, the knapsacks are placed on the backs of the soldiers and the rifles restored to their former position. This maneuver is repeated again and again. Then comes a command to charge upon the enemy, the soldiers running in perfect order to take the desired fortification. As I have watched the soldiers go through all this drilling and training, I have thought of the soldiers in Christ's army. If it is essential for the soldiers to go through so much drill to serve their country in a time of peril, how is it with the soldiers in Christ's service? Are they submitting themselves to be educated and disciplined, thus fitting themselves to engage in warfare? This is a difficult work. The Christian warfare does not mean play. We are not engaged in mimic battles, fighting as one that beateth the air. We have a real but unseen foe to meet. To be a soldier of Christ means more than to be an idler, more than to be a seeker after selfish enjoyment. In earnest, determined exercise as faithful soldiers, obeying the orders of the captain of our salvation, there is genuine enjoyment such as can be obtained in no other employment. The peace of Christ will be in the heart of the faithful soldier. There is rest for the soul in wearing Christ's yoke, in lifting Christ's burdens. It seems a contradiction to say that there is no rest for the soul except that which is found in continuous and devoted service. But this is true. Happiness comes in willing, obedient service, where all the powers of our being are moving in happy, healthy, harmonious action in obeying our captain's orders. The more responsible the task assigned to Christ's soldiers, the more the soul exults in the Savior's love and approval. The soul realizes a freedom in the performance of the weightiest and most taxing duties. But this doing the duty of a soldier means work. It is not always just such work as we would choose. Outward inconveniences, difficulties, and trials have to be borne by the soldiers of Jesus. There is a constant warfare to be maintained against the evils and inclinations of our own natural hearts. We must not pick and choose the work most agreeable to us, for we are Christ's soldiers under his discipline, and we are not to study our own pleasure. We must fight the battles of the Lord manfully. We have enemies to conquer that would gain the control of all our powers. Self-will in us must die. Christ's will alone must be obeyed. The soldier in Christ's army must learn to endure hardness, deny self, take up the cross, and follow where his captain leads the way. There are many things to do which are trying to the human nature and painful to flesh and blood. This work of self-subduing requires determined, continuous effort. In fighting the good fight of faith, obtaining precious victories, we are laying hold of eternal life. This warfare requires most strenuous effort, the exertion of all our powers. We are to crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. I would that our youth would engage in this work, which requires the exercise of every spiritual muscle, the strength of every power. And as they manifest faithfulness in any and every position of duty, they will be promoted, and positions of responsibility will be given them. The great work of saving souls is committed to them. They are to be laborers together with Christ. And this means a lifelong service, a life of spiritual hardships and conflict, until the laborer's work ends with his life. There is no spiritual self-indulgence in a truly religious life. Dear youth, do you think Christ requires too much when he calls you to earnestly exercise your ability, your tact, your intellect, all your powers in his service? We dare not do otherwise than to faithfully present before you the conditions just as they are. We dare not lower the standard to gain recruits under false pretenses. We would have each of you move understandingly, counting the cost. It is a noble work to serve Jesus Christ, who gave his own life, his riches, his glory, in order to rescue us from the power of Satan. We are toiling for a precious, glorious crown and an inheritance that is immortal. The reward is promised. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Will you serve God or Satan? Our captain presents to us a crown of glory, a kingdom, mansions of bliss, and eternal life. What does Satan propose to give? A life of sinful pleasure, sin and its wages, death. Jesus wants you to hate sin and to love righteousness. Will you become Christ's soldiers and wear his uniform, which is the pure robe of Christ's righteousness?